Well, did you ever have any lights or
Oh boy, did I.
I mean
Headlights. I brought them home when I was in fifth grade and gave to all the members of my family.
I mean like a lamp made with just a rag and a bottle or so. And what did you call those?
Flambeau.
Flambeau? Jeez.
Well, hello there.
All right. You know, on the inside of your car tire, what do you call that big thing in there?
An inner tube.
And when you're gonna take a boat and put it in the water, you know, you're gonna go fishing or something. What do you, how do you describe?
You inflate it.
Well, like a rowboat type, if you back it into the water, what do you say you're gonna do to it?
Launch it.
And what kind of boat would you normally go fishing in? Or if you go
A bathtub.
bathtub?
If you're going to paddle it yourself, this area.
What's it look like?
It's fairly flat on the bottom, but it's curved a little, and it has a it's wide. It's not shaped like a canoe at all, and it's the sides. What do you call those? The gunwale? I don't know what you call them. But anyway, they're about a foot and a half. No, well, about 18 inches deep. Then they have a seat, a board across the back, and it's got a flat back, and the front of it is tapered. It comes to a point, and in the center of it you have a live box that you put your fish in when you catch them.
Live box.
And that live box has holes bored in it so the water can come up and keep the fish alive. But the you know, the water can't come up with the rest of the boat.
If you're going to the next town, and I said, will you be home today? You might say, what? No, I...
No, I'm going to spend the night.
All right. Say if your grandson that came in when he gets up in the morning, you bring him his clothes, or his mother brings him his clothes. He says, "What would you say if you were giving him the clothes?"
Here, your clothes, Ben. Get dressed.
Okay.
And I can guarantee you what he'd say. I can't.
Say if you meet a little boy on the street and he's crying, you know, and you walk up to him and he's a little bit apprehensive. What would you usually say? Don't worry.
What's the matter?
And how would you, if he was scared, what would you say?
Don't be afraid.
All right.